The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And today we're letting go of everything that bugs us.
Really, it's important for our mental health to make like Elsa and let it go. Let it go. So what to do when strangers make you nuts? Some of the best advice I got recently was from Kimma, who owns the Driving Academy of Northwest Arkansas. She said to keep from getting mad at people who do things that drive her crazy in traffic is to make up a story about them to make her feel more sympathetic toward that person. Like maybe they just got some bad news.
What if you're being bugged on social media? Well, you can hide or unfriend them. It's within your power, and truly, it's better not to even see their posts every time you get on Facebook if you know your blood pressure is really going to rise just seeing their name. I know it's like rubbernecking at an accident on the side of the road, but do yourself a favor and stop the insanity. Let them go. Let them go.
Ooh, what if it's your kid who bugs you?
Uh-oh.
I remember when my daughter was about 4 and I heard a bee in my bathroom. I was looking all over for the source of this high-pitched noise when I realized, and I'm not joking here, that it was my child making that noise.
Oh,
it's
no.
Called whining.
Yeah.
I vowed then and there to nip whining in the bud. Every infraction of it got a consequence, and I still dole out consequences when she whines 10 years later, because teenagers, like toddlers and preschoolers, know how to whine in just a way that makes your skin crawl.
Oh, yes, they do. Well, that's it for us today, but let's all vow this week to just shrug off the little things that bug us, particularly those little everyday irritations.
Happy Bug-Free Tuesday, everyone.